Welcome to Greener Journals. This is the audio version of an article published in Greener Journal of Medical Sciences, Volume 13, and Issue 2. It was published on November 2, 2023. It is copyrighted, all rights reserved. The title of the article is Kwashi Shakes in Port Harcourt, Nigeria, a Case Report. The authors are 1. Woroma Wonedi, from the Department of Pediatrics, Rivers State University Teaching Hospital, Nigeria, and the Department of Pediatrics and Child Health, Rivers State University, Polorowaruko, Port Harcourt, Nigeria. 2. Obioma Umejuru Amewo, from the Department of Pediatrics, Rivers State University Teaching Hospital, Nigeria, and the Department of Pediatrics and Child Health, Rivers State University, Polorowaruko, Port Harcourt, Nigeria. 3. Sarah Soibi Korubo, from the Department of Pediatrics, Rivers State University Teaching Hospital, Nigeria. Abstract of the article. This abstract is categorized into the following segments: background, methods, and conclusion. Background: Kwashi Shakes is a rare neurological complication of unknown etiology in children with severe acute malnutrition. Previous reports show that it usually presents as coarse tremors 1 to 8 weeks after commencement of nutritional rehabilitation in children with kwashiorkor. We present a case of Kwashi Shakes with no prior nutritional rehabilitation. This is the first case of Kwashi Shakes managed in our facility. Methodology: A 2-year-old male presented with a 3-day history of progressive body swelling and jerky body movements. He stopped breastfeeding at 1 year and was fed 2 to 3 times daily on mainly carbohydrates and beans. On examination, he was conscious, apathetic, wasted, moderately pale with sparse fluffy brown hair and pitting pedal edema. His weight and length were 7 kilograms and 69 centimeters respectively, Z-score of -3 SD for age and sex. He had continuous coarse trembling of the upper limbs and head nodding. The trembling was worse during voluntary movement and reduced and stopped during rest and sleep. His tone was reduced in all limbs. Investigations showed a packed cell volume of 26%, elevated white cell counts, positive smear for Plasmodium falciparum and normal findings of serum glucose, calcium, electrolytes, and cerebrospinal fluid analysis. He responded to nutritional rehabilitation, antibiotics, antimalarial and multivitamins. His symptoms subsided over 2 weeks. Conclusion: The case report shows an unusual presentation of Kwashi Shakes where the patient presented without any prior nutritional rehabilitation. Healthcare providers should be on the lookout and should not confuse it with meningoencephalitis or seizure disorder. This is the end of this audio. You can continue listening to the rest of the audio on the abstract page of the article by selecting the text and waiting for the website to read it out for you. As you do so, please ensure your internet is good and audio is enabled on your browser. You can also download and read the full text to learn more. You are welcome to submit your work for publication in this journal and to use our ongoing fee waiver to publish promptly. Visit www.gjournals.org for more information. Thank you for listening.